This is Living the RV Dream, episode 164 for Friday, October 9th, 2020.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, pelican heads! Happy travelers around the world! Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, weekend warriors, snowbirds, van dwellers! Welcome to the show one more time. Happy Friday, October 9th already. Can you guys believe it? I mean, this year is going like boom, which it's no problem. I mean, 2020 is going to be one of those years, right, that we're going to talk about, like, you know, for years, for decades. Our grandchildren will talk about the year 2020. But in any case, it's been kind of an uneventful week, touristy-wise. You know, I've slowed down, got some work done. You know, I was really behind on video editing, so I did a little bit of that. But let me tell you a little bit about last time when I recorded the podcast. I was boondocking at Julian Price Memorial Park. It's a primitive campground in the right off the Blue Ridge Parkway there in North Carolina. It was very nice, beautiful campground, beautiful area. I love it. And the next day, as I said, I went to Grandfather Mountain, which was not exactly what I was expecting. It's $22 to go in, and because of COVID nowadays, you have to make a reservation because they can only allow so many people inside the park, this and that. Masks are required wherever, you know, it's crowded or indoors, and that sort of thing. It's understandable these days. But it was... actually, I was pleasantly surprised by the views. I wasn't prepared for the cold weather up there. It was 39 degrees and windy, and I didn't go prepared. So I didn't enjoy it, especially that part. I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would, like the swinging bridge, which it used to be an actual swinging bridge because when you walked on it, it would swing back and forth, and apparently it was something... vertigo inducing, even though the bridge is not that high off the ground, but it is a mile high over above sea level, and the views from the bridge are absolutely stunning. But nowadays it's a newer bridge, it's not the original, so it doesn't swing anymore, but the metal plates, when the wind blows, they make a very peculiar sound. So nowadays it's more like a singing bridge and not a swinging bridge, if you know what I mean. But anyway, the bridge goes to the actual Grandfather Mountain, which is that peak, and then you go through a narrow trail, which is a little dangerous. And they say that if it's wet, you know, if it's it could be slippery, not to do it and to watch your children, and you absolutely should. I mean, it's not terribly dangerous, but it's a little rugged. And then you go to the summit of Grandfather Mountain, and there's a, like, you know, like a marker, you know, a plaque, you know, like, you know, stuck to the earth there, to the rock, saying the altitude and the official marker for the summit of Grandfather Mountain, which is 5,000 and change. I forget exactly the number right now, but that was a very good experience in theory, but it was so cold, and I got that thing, you know, that at least I should have brought gloves, but because my fingers turned white and I lost all sensitivity in my fingers, I couldn't even operate the camera, because in order to do the zoom, you need to feel the zoom button, otherwise you don't know what you're doing. So I couldn't. I haven't really looked at that footage, but my cinematography from the top of Grandfather Mountain probably not the greatest, but. It was cool. It's a cool place. They have a bunch of picnic areas, and they have a bunch of trails that are actually pretty strenuous, and they say that it's dangerous, that you should be a professional hiker. You know, you should have some experience to do them. I did a little bit of one, and yeah, they have like ladders, and it's steep, it's rugged. I mean, and I wasn't really in the hiking mood. I was cold. I was like, it's, you know, sometimes you are like low energy, and that was the way I was. on that day. That was on Friday. That was Friday morning, last Friday. So a week from when you are listening to this. By the way, I apologize. Last Friday episode, I released with an error, and then I was able to fix it. But it was just the internet. I couldn't really upload. And I thought I had uploaded, and apparently did a partial upload, so it gave an error on the server. So those of you who tried to download in the morning on Friday, you got an error, and I apologize for that. Anyway, going back to Grandfather Mountain, it's and I want to say it's like a Disney-fied version of the Smoky Mountains, sort of like the Blue Ridge area. The views are amazing, and it's very well organized. You know, the roads are well maintained. They have a bunch of picnic areas. They have a one of the switchbacks is called Forrest Gump Hill, or something of the sort. Because that actually, I want to rewatch that part of the movie when Forrest Gump is running and he runs through several different landmarks across around the country. This was one of them, and they have it named. This is Forrest Gump Hill, and this is where he ran, and this and that. So that was cool to see. They also have this other area. They call it a wildlife habitat or animal habitat, something like that. But it's really, let's call it what it is. It's a zoo. It's a nice zoo, but it's a zoo. I mean, they have like a museum inside, like an interpretive center. It was open. Everything was open, just with the COVID, social distancing and that kind of thing. And masks required wherever you could not maintain a social distance. But yeah, the zoo was very nice. They have like bald eagles and it's not a puma. What's the name of the cougars? They have cougars. And they have it's not a deer. It's it's not an antelope. It's elk. They had elk, and they had the pièce de résistance. Of course, they had a bear. They have black bear, and those things are big. Those animals are big. I don't think I had seen a black bear in person ever. At least not one of that size. And that was really like everybody was gravitating towards that area where they had the bear. But all the animals are like in a cage, it's a zoo. But it was very nice. It was very nice to see, and I recommend it. I recommend the Grandfather Mountain if you're in the area and you have children. They have a lot of activities and exhibits geared to specifically towards children, which is very educational, very nice. So that was that, and then I decided in great wisdom that we were gonna find some internet. So I went to this Walmart super center down a little farther south by going towards Asheville, but I checked and they didn't allow overnight parking. So I found the Harvest Host. It's called Watauga Lake Winery in eastern Tennessee. It's this area of Tennessee. It's very remote. I had never been in this area of Tennessee. But what happens when an area is so remote? There's no internet. It's Friday at 6 p.m. I have to do my live stream. So I'm like, I bought a couple of bottles of wine. The wines were good, actually. And it was a nice place to stay had they had internet. But it wasn't that beautiful of a place or anything like that. Or it wasn't as welcoming as I thought it would be. It's fine. I'm not complaining. And they do have a Wi-Fi inside, but that building they have is like a Faraday cage. Not even with the King Wi-Fi extender, nothing worked. I couldn't hit that Wi-Fi for anything. So I'm like, you know what? Let's get out of here. And I went to a Walmart super center in Elizabethtown, Tennessee. The town didn't give me the best vibe as I was arriving. A lot of like abandoned buildings and stuff like that, which sometimes it happens in the outskirts of small cities or towns. So that wasn't so bad. I did my live stream from there, by the way. I got it's a beautiful view from that Walmart with the mountains, and I got to a beautiful sunset, and it was a great live stream, good internet. But I didn't see any other RVs at that Walmart, and I was getting like, And the app said that they allowed overnight parking, but some people had stated that they didn't allow it anymore. So I decided to call, and then lo and behold, they said, nope, we don't allow overnight parking. And this is right after sunset, so it's getting dark. I'm getting nervous. By sunset, I want to know. I want to have a plan B and a plan C. So I quickly came up with a plan B to go to there were two visitor centers and they're large rest areas. I saw them on the map. And one of them is the North Carolina Visitor Center and the Tennessee Visitor Center on the Tennessee side. And I'm like, well, we'll try. And I stopped at the Tennessee Visitor Center. I went in, I grabbed the map, and I'm looking for someone to ask, you know, because I don't want to get that knock on the door at 2 a.m. Hey, you have to go. But I found a security guard and I asked him, you know, I'm tired. You think it'd be possible for me to spend the night? And he said yes. He said that in theory, by the rules, it's only 2 hours. But he wouldn't let anybody drive tired in the middle of the night. So it's, you know, he was a good man. And whoever you are, if you ever listen to this, security guard at the Tennessee Visitor Center, thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. And yeah, I slept really well that night. And of course, in the morning, I woke up kind of like at the crack of dawn. You know, I left before sunrise, actually. Actually, I saw the sunrise from the Welcome Center on the North Carolina side. And by the way, this stretch of highway, and this is... why can't I see which highway this is? It's Interstate... Is it Interstate 26? Yeah, I had to look that up. It's Interstate 26 going south. It's a beautiful drive. In that area, as it, you know, goes through the mountains, it's a great feat of engineering, that Interstate 26 coming south from Tennessee into North Carolina. And you know, I was going to the Asheville area and eventually Waynesville, where my friend Roberto lives. But, you know, I wanted to make time. I didn't want to wake him up at 8 a.m., you know. He's an older guy, and he likes to, you know, to sleep in the morning. So what I did, there's a, you know, to kill time, there's a Camping World just south of Asheville, and I figured I have to do a dump, you know. I've been boondocking for, like, 3 nights in a row now. Let's dump, let's be clean, because I'm going to be boondocking tonight at Roberto's house. So I did that, and then I figured, you know, but might as well have breakfast at the Cracker Barrel. And this Cracker Barrel just south of Waynesville, I forget the exact name of the town right now. It's by East Flat Rock, I think, here. Hendersonville, here. I'm looking at my map. That's probably one of the best Cracker Barrels I've ever eaten at. You know, it was absolutely excellent food. And from there, you know, I'm still killing time. You know, it's like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., something like that. Let's, you know, go for a cruise along the Blue Ridge Parkway. You know, by this point, I think I've done like the whole Blue Ridge Parkway, one way or the other, and I've always had this thing, you know. And someday I'm gonna do it. I didn't do it on this trip either, because that was my plan B, just in case, you know, something happened. Roberto couldn't, you know, I couldn't mooch dog at his place. My plan B was Mount Pisgah campground up in the, you know, it's one of the highest campgrounds in the Blue Ridge Parkway. But as I am in Mount Pisgah, I got a call from Roberto. Roberto called me back and he said, yeah, sure, come over, you know, so that was great. And I had also called the campground in northern Georgia, in Blairsville. I had called the Track Rock campground, which it's just east of Blairsville. You know, I chose that place, you know, nice place to spend 3 nights. They had recommended it to me. And they just called me back also. So, you know, my next, all of a sudden, from being, you know, homeless in the middle of the mountains without knowing exactly where to go, I had my whole plan laid out in front of me for the next 4 nights. for the whole, almost the whole week, really, that until today. I'm recording on a Wednesday, actually, and I'll tell you at the end right now where I am right now. But Waynesville, very cool town. As you know, I was there 2 months ago on my way north. I think I told you about it. We went to the Frog Level Brewing Company, which is actually the first, you know, because Roberto's wife wasn't in town. You know, he was by himself in the house. So, you know, we decided to make it a, you know, boys' night out. And we went to Classic Wine Cellar Inc., which is a very cool wine bar there in downtown Waynesville. We had some wine, you know, we're catching up. We've known each other for the better part of the past 20 years, you know, playing together in the band, you know. We are fellow musicians. And then we went to this place, Frog Level Brewing Company, where they usually have live music. The food isn't nothing to write home about, but they have good beers and wine and live music. So we're like, yeah. And the music has to be outdoors. And that's the thing, this time of the year, because of COVID, the music has to be outdoor, and it's kind of getting chilly at night. So at some point we said, like, you know what, let's go, let's get out of here. And we just went home and called it a night. And that was a nice day there with my friend Roberto, my tocayo, my namesake. And then from there went to Track Rock Campground. Where I didn't really do much in the area, to be honest. It's kind of a shame to be in an area where there is so much to do, and you're like, you know, I have to just, you know, sometimes, and some people think that I'm traveling all the time and that I'm retired, and it's putting together the videos sometimes is a lot of work, and this one I put it together pretty quickly. Let me tell you, I worked, I think it was the entire Monday, I mean, nonstop, from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you know, I took a couple of breaks here and there, but the whole day, and I got the brunt of the video down there. And then on Tuesday morning, by noon, the video was done, pretty much. It's not the longest video, it's not the most fancily edited video, but I think you guys are gonna like it. It's this Sunday's video, which is... it's a Cloudland Canyon State Park, which is a place that is kind of under the radar. Not a whole lot of people know all the great stuff that there is to do in northern Georgia, by the way. And when I was at Track Rock Campground, I did go to Paradise Hills Winery, which is one of the best wineries in the area. It's a little pricey, but their wines are superb. I mean, they will rival, in my opinion, you know, any of the great wine regions of the world, Napa or Bordeaux or Rioja. It's I mean, they have a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon Cabernet Franc that it's very good. And they have another blend of Cabernet and another grape that I can't remember the name right now. It starts with a C. It's not a common grape. It's not like, it's not one of the five or six common grapes that you hear about every day. I want to say it's I don't know. I can't remember. But it was really good. Superb wine. And there are so many. I did get a haircut at this barber shop. I forget the name. It's either Joe or Jim. Tom. Tom's Barbershop. If you're in Blairsville, check out Tom's Barbershop. And I went to at this supermarket, Ingles. What a great place. I thought Publix was like it, you know, like the best. No, Ingles, they have such variety and a lot of organic stuff. It's really good. If you want to check them out, if you are in South Carolina, northern Georgia, I liked it. I think it's a good supermarket chain as far as the quality of the products. And of course, I had the temptation to go to Helen again. At some point, I'm going to give Helen a second chance. There's Unicoi State Park. There's Brasstown Bald, which is the tallest mountain in Georgia. It's right there, right next door to where I was. So much to see, and we are relatively close to like Blue Ridge and LEJ. And actually, I stopped by those two cities on my way to where I am right now. I'm very close. I'm very close to the city, if you will. I mean, the outskirts. Basically, this place feels very remote in a sense. It's like but I'm in the outskirts of Atlanta. Really, I'm right there. I'm within 1 hour without traffic from downtown. Less, it's probably 50 miles. I'm staying at Red Top Mountain State Park. It's my second time here. It's on the shore of Alatoona Lake. Beautiful area. I don't know if you recall. I might put a link. If I remember, I'll put a link to that video in the show notes. And this is the beginning of the end of the trip, because tomorrow Illy is flying down to Atlanta, and then we're gonna celebrate my brother-in-law's birthday here in Acworth, which is like stone throw away from where I am. And then we're heading back to Florida. We're going to take 3 days to go back. I don't know exactly which way I'm going to go back yet. I was thinking of going back to, because I want Illy to see the Georgia's little Grand Canyon and buy some more of that social distancing IPA. But it's kind of a detour. I mean, both are detours. But the other detour that I was thinking is going to Savannah. I mean, we haven't been to Savannah in a while. Maybe we can go to Tybee Island, see a little bit of that. And from Savannah down to Miami, it's a much more direct route on I-95. Then if I go to Western Georgia, then I have to take that Jefferson Davis highway up to I-75. I have to see which way is quicker, and I have to see what Illy really wants to do, which is the most important part. But we are less than a week from the end, 5 days away from the end of this almost 3 month trip. It's been the longest one to date, and I can't wait to share all those videos with you guys. And I know it's starting slow. I mean, it's not slow, but like the next couple of videos are not gonna be like marquee landmark places, you know, like so they're not gonna have like the most views. Like for example, DeSoto State Park, you know, all the dry waterfalls in Georgia. I mean, the video is not doing bad by any means, but it's not like the forgotten coast of Florida. That video, let me check, because it's a moving target. That video, it's getting so many views. I don't know why. It's maybe the yellow color on the thumbnail. I don't know. But that video has over 123,000 views. That's mind-boggling. That's mind-boggling, really. Well, Georgia's Little Grand Canyon has almost 57,000 as of this. The ones in Winnebago, I knew those were going to be like seasonal, and the first one has a lot, and then it tapered down. And 30,000 for the Chasing Waterfalls in Alabama and Georgia. I don't know how Cloudland Canyon is going to be, but I have a feeling that the beginning of the trip until we get to like Missouri and then Minnesota and eventually North Dakota and Montana, you know, that's the build-up, right? And I think the climax is going to be Glacier National Park. And then it keeps building up from there. Of course, we saw some great things in Idaho, like the Craters of the Moon National Monument, and we did a little bit of the Great Basin in Nevada, the Utah video is going to be absolutely fantastic. You know, there's some otherworldly landscapes we saw there, and then the snow in Colorado. I mean, there's a lot to come in this summer 2020 series, I can't wait. I can't wait to share it all with you. And of course, it is going to take a couple of months. I was calculating. I have enough videos until Early January or mid until the end of January, probably. That's when you are going to see this part of Georgia, for example, on YouTube. That's how far behind I'm gonna be, but that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been with my videos. Now, before we go, let me get to some of your mail. I have a lot of mail. I have a lot of voicemail. So let's start with the voicemail.
Hey, Robert, don't forget to send my free stickers to Michael James.
Please send me one of your stickers, Living in My RV, to Debbie Brown.
Yeah, let me interrupt it there, because these two messages, they basically gave me their address to send them the stickers. And just want everybody to know, you can order the stickers at travelingrobert.com/merch. And there's where you will have the stickers and the CDs, and you have a link there to the apparel, the T-shirts, and very soon we're gonna have a link there also for the T-shirts that our friends Jim and Barb, Forey and Gabby, they are making for us up there in Ohio, and that's gonna be a separate link, and. I'll tell you all about it in a future episode once we have everything figured out. But those are very cool. Now, next message.
Traveling Robert, I enjoy your videos. One day I wish I could travel like you do.
Yeah, man. I hope you do too. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything, right? Wasn't it McFly who said that? In Back to the Future, but I think anything you really want to do, you can find a way to make it happen. And as you know, I love travel, and I love to travel, and really, I can't complain.
Hi, Robert. My wife and I really enjoy your videos, your travel videos. I've watched a couple of them today, one on the Oregon coast, and also we're watching one about the southern United States. Just want to say thanks for what you do, and it's really nice to watch and see somebody traveling and like we do. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you so much, Chris. And as I was saying, you know, by the way, I'm really glad you guys enjoy what I do and all these travel videos. And as I was saying, I'm really wrapping up the 2020 summer road trip, and I have a feeling you guys are gonna like it. We visited many of the beaten path places. I mean, some really off the beaten path, like the little Grand Canyon of Georgia, the video that I published a couple of weeks ago, but some places in Missouri that I didn't even know existed, and. It's really cool. And then the lake house in Minnesota, the Badlands of North Dakota. Oh, I keep repeating myself, but I really find myself very fortunate to be able to do this. And I'm very fortunate to be able to share it with you guys, because if I wasn't sharing it with you guys and you guys didn't watch it, I wouldn't be able to do it, you know, because... You guys watching it and you know, sometimes buying the stickers or the CDs or the T-shirts, you know, contributing in any way, you know, it doesn't have to be money, but in any way that you guys contribute just by watching, that's the only way I can do this. That's the only way I can do this, because, you know, I'm not a trust fund child, you know, all my income right now comes directly or indirectly from the work that I do making these videos, and I consider myself very fortunate to be able to make a living doing what I love and sharing it with you guys. Okay, I've got one more message here.
Robert, good Friday morning, my friend. Like to see where your travels have taken you this week. What time will you be on live today or this evening, so I make sure I don't miss it? Can't wait to hear you. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, I just replied to him. Camaro Man is his name. And And of course, I reply to each one of the, whenever they have a reply button. Some people, they decide to leave the messages as anonymous. But if they have a reply button, like an email address, I reply to them with my voice. But I don't do it every day. I really, you know, it's hard to keep up with you know, so many inboxes. I have two email addresses, my personal and my business address. Then I have this, the voicemails. And then I have the two inboxes in Facebook. And the Instagram inbox, and I already gave up on Twitter, you know, trying to answer that. So sometimes, if I don't answer your message in a timely manner, it's not that I don't like you or that I ignore you. So sometimes, you know, it's some messages do slip through the cracks. So, but to answer your question, and I did answer 5 days after the fact, to answer your question, it's every Friday, 6 p.m. You guys know it. 6 p.m. every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And right now, I believe it is 11 p.m. Central European time. I know we have a lot of viewers from Europe, and we even have some from Australia, New Zealand, Kuwait, South Africa. I mean, we have people from all over the world, and it's so amazing, so incredible that we are able to reach people all over the world. And whatever differences we may have, we have one thing in common, and that's our passion for travel. And let me tell you, that's very special. I'm gonna read some of my inbox here. Some of the mails, mainly from the past 5 days. Let me look for them here. Hold on, give me a second. Actually, I don't have as many as I thought. I have this one from Dan and Melissa. Love watching your show and are ready to get our micro mini. We live in Homestead and we are wondering if you can recommend a place to get ours. And unfortunately, in South Florida, we don't have a lot of choices when it comes to dealers. If you're willing to drive like to Tampa or Ocala, there's a lot more, of course. But I'm going to reluctantly recommend La Mesa. I had a good buying experience there. I didn't have the greatest service experience there, either of them. There's one in Fort Pierce, one in Fort Myers. But really, that's the only choice in South Florida, I think. So check them out. Go to La Mesa and shop around, you know. And if you can make it to the Tampa RV Super Show, which is happening in January, I would recommend you wait until then and see, because there you can walk and see, you know, all the floor plans are going to be there. And Adam is going to be there from the factory, you know, he's the product manager. I am going to be there. Yeah, that might be a good place to make a decision, like a final decision on how to buy. And Tampa is really not that far from Miami, what, a 4-hour drive or so. So I would do that. Okay, I've got this one from Gene, and Gene says, I have a couple of questions. How do you pick your roads on your GPS when you're traveling to stay off the interstate in that state that you hit all the scenic roads? We like how you always hit two-lane roads for the view. Are there any special maps for GPS locations that you choose? Well, I actually, believe it or not, I do plenty of interstate as well, but sometimes there are several options. I use Google Maps for the most part. I know I should use an RV-specific GPS, but to be honest, my RV is so narrow, so light, so short, and relatively low that I haven't encountered too many occasions where I have been routed through the wrong route. Sometimes when I choose, like, avoid highways, the GPS will send you through some of these, like, crazy dirt roads, but it hasn't been too bad. Actually, a couple of days ago, I went through a low clearance bridge. It was 11 feet tall, and I know my micro mini is like 10 and change, but you know, I went really slow just in case, and I trusted that Winnebago had told me the correct height, but that we didn't hit anything, so that was good. I'm sure it made for some great footage from the rooftop GoPro, but Yeah, you know, Google Maps, you have several options. You can, in route options, you can select avoid highways or avoid tolls, avoid ferries. You know, you can, if you avoid highways, it's going to take you through some of those, the state routes and the U.S. Routes, you know, like U.S. 1, U.S. 27, U.S. 41, that kind of thing. So you go through small towns and traffic lights and that kind of thing. But yeah, that's how I do it. And sometimes I just, you know, sometimes when you're looking at the map on Google, you have the main route and then you have two gray routes that says a similar ETA or 6 minutes slower. And I look at those routes a lot of the time because a lot of the time those routes go through some more interesting places. So I just click on that route sometimes. And here I have one last one, and this one is kind of negative, and I'm just going to read it so you don't think like everything is a love fest here from Joy. And she says, I just want to share my thoughts with you about your recent YouTube video, which seems to promote the Trump campaign. You keep the camera on the boats in Jupiter Inlet, bearing banners for him. This is not what I watch your videos for. I was turned off by your obvious and not so subtle attempt to promote a man who has no moral compass and is destroying the environment in which we all love to camp in. I have been a loyal follower for many years, and I'm greatly disappointed by your decision to bring politics into your videos. Maybe you are catering to only Trump supporters. I am not one and will no longer watch or promote your videos. You seem like a kind-hearted soul, so this was a big surprise. No Trump fan, Joy. And let me tell you, if I had seen any Biden signs, I probably would have pointed at them, but, you know, I show the places as they are, and I avoid showing things in poor taste sometimes, but sometimes it is what it is. And I, for one, I consider myself very lucky to be able to live in a country where we can, whichever way, whichever opinion you have, you are allowed to voice those opinions, whether you agree with them or not. Where I come from, Cuba, if I would fly a flag other than the communist parties, I would go to jail. So I think we are very lucky to, whether you disagree with them or not, I think we are very lucky in our country to be able to voice our opinions. And I hope we keep it that way. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And on that note, maybe I should end on a positive note, right? I'm sorry if my video offended you, but rest assured that was not my intention. And don't forget, this Friday, this evening, we're going to have a chat, discussion. You can join me at 6 p.m. Eastern on the YouTube channel. And it's going to be the last live stream from the road. I'm probably going to do it from my brother-in-law's home. So it's probably going to be in crispy 1080p or even 4K high quality, because I'm sure I'm going to have great internet there. And then on Sunday, don't forget to watch that Cloudland Canyon State Park video from Georgia. Very cool place, very cool state park. And you're going to meet one of our executive producers, Brandon. He was the one who invited me there. And CDs are shipping October 13th now, because I'm delaying my arrival at Miami by one day. So October 13th. October 12th, there's no post office. The post office is not working anyway, so it's not going to make a difference. So October 13th, all the CDs, and I have like 30 orders, so it's going to be a good one. And that's it. I'm going to leave you with this tune. It's not a new tune by any means, but it's a version that I did of remember Grand Hotel from Mackinac Island that I did? It's kind of like a play on Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini. And eventually I'm going to make use this same background with a different melody that I'm going to create eventually, but I left just the background. And I played that on last Friday's video, and I thought it sounded good. So without further ado, this is, I'm still gonna call it Grand Hotel, this will be a new tune for the next CD, and I'm gonna endeavor to make some new music almost every week now, for the upcoming summer 2020 series that you're gonna watch on fall 2020. But you know what I mean. Until next Friday, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.